Good afternoon, and welcome to the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply, with your host, Mark VandenBosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Welcome to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Your host, Mark VandenBosch, with you again today, and we've got a fun show for you planned. This is a long hours in the war room discussing topics of the day. And, you know, the last several weeks we've been talking about the interior of a home. And specifically we've been talking about floor coverings and kitchen design and kitchen trends. Now we're going to bring the plane to about 35,000, 40,000 feet. And we're going to ask a big question. We're going to want to have some audience participation. So 395-1450 is the number. You can email me as well at markv@zeelandlumber.com. But the question that we're posing today is, when you're buying, you're looking at purchasing a home, do you buy new or do you buy an existing, and why do you do that? And along with me today is Tony Hoover, who has hosted the show in the past. In fact, in some ways I'm feeling like you're pushing me out of the way.
That's not true at all, Mark. Oh, we know that. It's Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers today. That's really what it is.
Yeah, right.
The old and the new. I'll let you figure out which is which.
Right. Nobody remembers Brett Favre anymore.
What?
Ask my 10-year-old. He doesn't know Brett Favre. He knows Aaron Rodgers. So that's what we're going to do. And
yes.
And Tony, you have some comments on this, and I thought we'd start with your comments and your take.
Sure.
And then I'll give you my perspective. And along the way, we'll answer some of the questions or comments that our listeners have.
Fantastic. Well, I've been talking about, we'll start at the beginning. I'm recently married to a wonderful young lady. And, we decided we were going to look to move out of her condo. And when we started to do that, we went down the path, the decision-making process of buy versus build. We looked at all these different scenarios. We met with builders. We looked at, what we would need, the amount of time that we need to spend. And we came down to, we're going to buy an existing home. And, there are many different reasons that kind of like factored into that decision. And, when we start talking about this topic, Mark, the first thing that came to my mind was just how scary it is for me to have to pick out everything in a home. I mean, it's not just the paint colors. It's the cabinets, how they look, the finish, the door style. What's the hardware going to look like on it? What color linoleum are you going to put in? Are you going to put in linoleum? So for Jen and I, two people, 30, we have super busy schedules. And for us, it was just a little bit overwhelming.
Now, a disclaimer before I give you my take on this. I do work at a lumberyard. Right? So I am going to tell you, really the way to go is to buy new.
Okay.
And I would suggest to you that the beauty of buying new is you get to pick everything out. I mean, can you imagine having a blank canvas,
right?
And allowing for the boss, your wife, in this case, my wife.
Yes.
Being able to pick out all of these things, I mean, from the roof color to the window color and the choices with windows, you can get white or black windows or green or red. It's just an incredible opportunity.
It's an opportunity if you have the time, and even as we haven't been blessed with children yet. We've only been married a couple. Mark, it's my 2-month anniversary today, in case you're keeping track. And, we just don't have that time. We both work. We both have obligations after work. And, we looked at each other and we really said, you come home from a full day. Do you want to sit down and make those decisions? And if we were to do it, we want to go in with like clear minds and open hearts. And we just couldn't do it.
You are listening to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Your host, Mark VandenBosch, alongside Tony Hoover today. And we're discussing the all-important question of, if you're going to be looking for a home, do you go buy new right now, or do you buy an existing home? I will say that the opportunity to get product that, and we've talked about it on the show in the past, the product that is out on the market today is just incredible. I had mentioned earlier about your options, right?
Sure.
The options with the window colors. That extends to all areas of a home.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear you. I understand. I mean, I understand your perspective that it can get insurmountable.
Right.
But with technology and the advances in products right now, I just think that that's a great opportunity for folks to look and to buy a new home.
Right. Right. You know, and with all the different products, and I mean, part of our decision really was, you know, if we were to build a new home, you know, what would we want out of it? And the first thing that came to one of the first things that came to my mind was really the energy efficiency. And you really can't discount or say anything to the contrary that a new home at the end of the day is going to be more energy efficient. And we understand that. But for us, you know, you might save X amount of dollars if you buy an existing home, depending on the age. You know, our plan is to take that money we're saving essentially and putting it back into that existing home. So, you know, if we wanted better siding, better shingles, well, we have the money at the end of the day to really play, you know, and it even filtered down to the kitchen, where if we didn't like certain aspects of the kitchen of the existing home, we have extra money on hand to do granite countertops if we're so inclined, or if we wanted to change the cabinets. So for us, it was just, we looked at it as not a blank canvas to buy existing, but it kind of was paint by numbers in a certain way. We could change as we went along.
Right. So here's where my debate experience in high school really will take over.
All right.
And don't check the Grand Rapids Christian High School debate roster because I was not on it. I'm just saying that from the maintenance perspective,
sure.
And you know, you kind of played into my point here is if you buy new, you know, and we had the guys from Bauman and DeGroat on talking about the energy efficient furnaces, air conditioning units that are out there. I just think that you get a better play buying new and getting those newer, you know, advanced utilities for your home.
Now, no, that's correct. Again, like I said, I can't discount some of the energy efficiencies that are out there, but it really also depends on the age of the home you're buying. You know, if I'm looking at a home that was built in 54, yeah, there's going to be some work that has to be done. But even though the marketplace is kind of, I guess you can say, tight in a lot of ways, there aren't a lot of really awesome new homes out there. And the ones that are out there just get to be swooped up pretty quickly. But there still are homes that have been built within the last 5 to 6 years that do have newer appliances, newer heating and cooling. So there's still a little bit of play out there in the marketplace.
You know, what is your take on warranties? You know, it's kind of a little bit of an extension to kind of what we're just talking about.
Uh-huh.
Where does that play into you thinking, hey, I want to buy an existing home?
Like I said, it was a big factor for Jen and I. And, you know, when we are walking through homes, you know, I ask point blank, how old is the roof? You know, and because I work for Zeal number two, you know, I ask the questions like, who is the manufacturer here? You know, what warranties are still there and what warranties will transfer over if I decide to buy the home?
All right. Hey, we're going to go to Liz. She's from Zealand. She wants to weigh in. You're live on the show, Liz.
All right. I think that's a good discussion to have. I think you could go both ways. I think it just depends on which way the consumer wants to go. Like, do they want to, your partner has been saying, do you want to spend the time making the decisions, or would you rather go into the house that's, you know, being sold and find out, okay, well, these are improvements that I could make?
Yeah, that's a great perspective on it. You know, it's interesting because I will say that I remember probably about 10 years ago, we had a woman that I was working with that she was picking out the different colors of roof and siding in her home. And she called me after the roof was half completed and was literally crying about this decision. And
seriously?
Yep. Went out to the job, looked at it, whether she thought she had made the wrong choice, but she made the right choice. The point I guess I'm making and what I'm hearing from you, Liz, is that sometimes it can just be overwhelming to be able to pick all of those things out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. Because, I mean, and then realistically, if you want to go and sell your house, you know, say you've built a new home, you know, there's so much stuff that has gone on in the housing market where there's been foreclosures and stuff like that, or houses are just being sold, you know, for next to nothing. So say you want to put your house on the market and you have a brand new house that you've put in, you know, top-notch stuff and you go to do the appraisal and that's coming in much lower in what mm-hmm. you've invested.
Right.
And I mean, that's a reality now. And I mean, for someone like me who's out in the market looking to buy, I'm like, that's awesome. You know, I'm looking for that deal. But it's realistically, it's a different housing market than it was 5 years ago. And I think Liz brings up that point.
Great call. Thanks, Liz.
Yeah, thank you.
For weighing in on today's topic. Welcome more of you to Weigh In. Weigh In after the break. We'll be right back.
And we are back with the At Home Show. It's Mark and Tony. Back to you guys.
That was an awesome introduction.
Well, thank you.
You're listening to the At Home Show with Mark Vandenbosch and Tony Hoover filling in for a few minutes. We've been talking about getting into the housing market. If you want to buy a new home or if you are looking to build an existing home. And we were talking about over the break. And Brent, I think you had a couple points you want to weigh in on.
Turn my microphone on here. I have a different perspective, I think, than a lot of people because I come from a real estate family. My dad had a real estate franchise, and I was the kid who, when I was little, I'd be putting together his real estate signs when they had screws and bolts on them, you know.
Oh, that's
he used
sweet.
To pay me 10 cents a piece to put those together. So I grew up in a household where we were talking real estate all the time. So I drive down the road, and I see a house for sale, and I'm like, oh, I want to buy that one. Oh, that's got a cool feature. I want to buy that one. I want to buy everything I see. Of course, I can't do that. I don't have that kind of money. But,
yeah.
You know, I definitely would have to weigh in on the pre-existing home side, I think. Because you already know the home, you know any problems, you hear about a new home, sometimes different problems crop up down the road.
Yeah.
Well, it can happen with an existing home, but at least you have a better idea because you can have it inspected ahead of time and everything and find out all the information you need. So I would have to fall in on the pre-existing home side.
Very good. So I think Liz was on my side. Brent's on my side.
Oh, we need it. Oh, really? So, yeah, it is 3-1, isn't it? We're getting up on poor Mark here.
395-1450. Call in if you're on my side of the ledger.
Please, Mark's wife, call in.
Yeah, that's right. Although I will tell you this, that she likes the old house type feel.
Yeah.
Right? And Tony, you were talking about that more in terms of architecture, trim, all that stuff. I mean,
There is a difference in architecture when you go through something that was built a little earlier as opposed to like a new home construction. There seems, from my perspective, there's just a little more character. You know, you're going to get maybe a couple more arched walkways. It's just going to have a little older feel. I've always liked the idea of having a study. And in a lot of newer homes, there isn't always a study. And that's just something I enjoy, just that old look, old feel.
Well, and I will give you the fact that some old homes, you know, Central Avenue down in Zeeland and some other areas throughout Holland, you know, you walk in the homes and mm-hmm. you have the 8-inch base with a little cap molding on it, the trim
Love
around
that.
The doors.
Yeah. Love just, that. That is so cool.
Absolutely. You got the extended half rounds. I mean, a lot of detail in some of those homes, the crown molding.
Right, and you don't see that kind of like detail in the molding on a lot of newer homes. I mean, not that it's bad to not have that, but it just gives the house a little more character, a little more feel, a little more flavor.
Right now, I will call your attention and our listeners' attention to something that you said there. You like the den type room, right? And I would make the argument for a new home because in new homes, you're seeing more open living areas.
Yeah.
You know, we talked a few weeks ago about kitchen design and how that's kind of an area where everybody kind of congregates. You know, you have the islands and yeah, I don't think you see that in some of the older homes.
Right, you don't see that in a lot of the older homes, specifically the islands. I mean, that's something that I think is relatively new in the last 15 years, give or take. But that being said, if you get the existing home, you have the kitchen, and if you have the space for it, that's a relatively easy fix. You know, that's something you could drop in, you know, and that's something we've even talked about. You know, and, you know, something we will probably do if an island isn't available. We would add one.
395-1450 is our number, 395-1450. If you want to call in to give your side of the ledger. I will tell you, I got an email here, and that's true. I'm showing it to you.
Look at that.
It says, it's from Jim. He says, let's see. He writes, if I had the time and the cash, I would build my own house, which means I could pick the type of construction materials I wanted to make my house well-insulated and maintenance-free.
Yeah.
And so there is, now it's 3-2. That wasn't legit.
But who's keeping score?
Yeah, but who's keeping score?
That's right.
I think it's funny that we keep bringing up the point of maintenance free. And Mark, again, we both work for the same company. We both work for Zeal Lumber. And some of the materials that are coming out are low maintenance. But as we've talked about in previous episodes, is anything really maintenance free? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, I got to give you that. Can we go back to the larger
yes.
open living areas? You know, I'm just thinking from the perspective of, you know, if I want to invite guests over,
yeah.
have a party, watch the ball game on the weekend, you know, there's a bigger area to do that. With some of the older homes, you have, and I'm going to exaggerate, but you have like compartments, small compartment rooms. And it's harder for you to throw a get together, a party to be able to watch games.
That's a great point. But I'm going to go ahead and turn it to outside. And a lot of the older homes tend to have more backyard. They have a more well maintained backyard. And if you want to have, you know, a barbecue, an older area, an older subdivision are going to have overgrown trees.
All right, we're going to hold that thought.
Okay,
I got to kind of think about that a little bit, because I need to have a rebuttal.
Got to absorb it.
Don, you are live on the At Home Show.
Here I got a situation that worked out fine for me. A situation where we were going to get married, and we thought about a new home versus a used home. But what we did is the father-in-law, my wife's father, was a builder.
Okay.
So it was really beneficial for me to go that route with the new home.
Because
the labor was next to nothing, of course.
Right.
And it kind of worked out real good on both ways.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
I just thought I'd throw that in there and tell you that I was blessed.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And I'm very thankful to the father-in-law.
Yeah, absolutely.
And brother-in-law. Brother-in-law helped too, so it helps to know people.
So, Don, where did you end up building?
On the north side of Holland.
Excellent. How long have you been there?
40 years.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
In the same house, and I'm hoping to retire and end up there, stay there as long as I can before the older folks' home comes.
Well, they put you out to pasture, right? Oh,
that's cool.
But I hope to stay in the house another 20.
Very cool.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, hey, thanks for the call, and thanks for listening to the show today.
Okay, bye.
Thanks.
We're
going to
take a break. We will conclude our discussion when we return.
Jim.
And welcome back to the final segment on the At Home Show today. We've had a great show. Lively debate,
good.
Tony.
Yeah, I like it.
For those of you who are just tuning in, we've been talking about buying a new home versus buying an existing.
Mm-hmm.
And, Tony, you have been completely in the existing home camp.
Yes, I have. You know, it was a tough decision when we decided we were going to move out of our condo. I'll be honest. You know, the idea of building was fantastic, and we pored over it. We talked about it, my wife and I, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, for the two of us, it made more sense for us to buy existing. And it goes back to some of the earlier points I brought up, you know, picking everything out. Like, we just looked at it and said, we don't have the time to work with a blank canvas. You know, we are essentially paint by numbers people. You know, give us the structure. You know, we don't like certain parts in an existing home. Okay, let's change it. You know, we don't like the laminate countertop. Let's put in something else. We don't like this color cabinet. Let's get new doors. So for us, it just worked out that way. You know, and I know for some people, it works out different ways.
Right. So you're going to just prioritize. You're going to buy an existing home, but then prioritize the areas where you want to make improvements.
Exactly. You know, we've walked through several homes, and you know, when we walk through a home now, it's, you know, well, we don't like that. And when we started this process, you know, looking at homes, like, we don't like this. We don't want the house. You know, now we've changed our minds to where we like this house, we like the area, we like the yard, but maybe we don't like, you know, the bathroom fixtures. Well, that's a pretty easy fix, and that's how we're going down the rest of this journey.
Well, I will recommend, you've been married for 2 months
today. Yes.
If you do have areas where you have to take wallpaper off or repaint rooms, my suggestion is that either one or the other Does it? Not both of you try to do it in one room?
Oh,
and that's a marriage saver. Yeah. I know.
Says, says the two married guys in the room. I love
that's right. That's right. I will tell you, my wife and I tried to do one room of wallpaper, and that was it. She's been doing the rest from that point on.
You were a very smart man.
Yeah,
very smart man.
That's awesome.
I'm going to just make a couple more points.
Sure.
I'm trying to hammer home this whole idea of a new home, right?
Yeah.
And I think one area where this is maybe not thought about a lot from our listeners, but it's storage and closet area.
Yeah.
I mean, in an existing home, that is hard real estate to find.
It is, and I know in a lot of the newer build homes, I mean, a three-stall garage is pretty standard. It's pretty standard. You don't find that on on older homes. They just don't come very standard. So, I mean, like, for us, and again, how I look at it as a young man, I like to think young anyway, you know, if I have less space, I'm going to get less stuff to fill it, you know, and I just, I like the idea of, like, okay, I'm running out of house. Let's just get it out of here. So that's just how I look at it, you know.
Now, what about outlets?
Outlets?
I'm getting a little bit picky, but I'm just trying to...
We're getting down the nitty-gritty.
That's right.
You know what? I'm fine with putting in, one of those power strips.
Yeah.
If I run out of outlets, it'll look like a Christmas story, right, that movie?
That's right. You got a two-prong outlet, though. What about all the three-prong appliances that are out there?
That's not a hard fix, right? I can do a little bit of electrical. I have a degree in public relations. Oh, goodness. But no, I mean, like, if it is important to consider the outlets. And, you know, older homes, yeah, they're going to have two prong. But I mean, if you buy something built past, I don't know, 1980, you should be good. That's just my take.
We're going to continue this discussion. Where can our listeners continue to weigh in the future?
Yeah, you know, we're always talking about this kind of thing on Facebook. So if you go to facebook.com/Zealand Lumber, we're going to ask the same question all over again. You know, do you want to buy new or build existing? You know, and we will be keeping score between Mark and I on who's winning. As it stands right now, I think it's 4-3, I believe. In my favor. So, I mean, we'll continue this after we get off the air today. So just zealandlumber.com or facebook.com/zealandlumber.
So the winner gets to be the next host, or in my case, the incumbent will win for the next year on the At Home show. So I guess the listeners will decide.
Oh, no. That's a lot of pressure.
Well, great topic. And, you know, I think whether you're building new or you buy an existing thing, the beauty of being in the building industry is that you're part of making something new.
Yes.
There are new materials out there, and they can be put into new or existing homes.
Right on.
Hey, great show today, Tony. Thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in each and every week. We'll be back next week on the At Home Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.